Welcome to Delightfully Dysfunctional, a podcast about navigating the emotions of the human condition and the challenges that come with it. I'm Kaylani Persian Mason, a psychotherapist and life coach with James Timmons and Ever Curious Human. This is not a replacement for mental health therapy. Please seek out mental health care if that's what you're needing. This is an opportunity for self-healers to dive deep and understand more about themselves. Welcome back to Delightfully Dysfunctional. I'm Kaylani and I'm here with James.
Hi guys.
And today I want to talk about like some things that I've been learning in my new training.
Okay.
And things that I'm really excited to be able to work with people. And that is MDMA therapy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You've heard me talk about it a little bit off camera.
Yeah.
And you look scared.
No, I'm not scared. Yeah, I was just thinking you can't spell madman without MDMA.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, that was literally a joke I was sitting on for 30 seconds, but...
Did it hit?
It didn't land.
It didn't land. No. Oh, God. This is like 9/10 of them, folks, and then we just wait till one lands. I'm just
and
kidding.
And we laugh and laugh and laugh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a tool that was really being developed and used therapeutically in the 1970s. And so the person being trained under, Jonathan Robinson, he was writing his thesis on this research, and it was really being used a lot with couples counseling, actually, yeah, with beautiful results.
Wasn't he a guest on our show?
He was.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've had an episode about MDMA therapy, and you should go check that one out. I am now at the end of my training, and I'm just excited to share the things that I've learned and what I'm really eager for. So MDMA is also known as Molly or ecstasy. However, if you're finding it on the street, the purity is going to be in question. And it's important, very important, to be testing what you're using and making sure that it's safe. So yeah. I am in support of the safe and therapeutic ethical use of all psychedelic medicines. This being one that I have seen really beautiful, promising results and that the research is showing. So even the FDA is saying that this is a breakthrough treatment,
nice,
meaning nothing else that we've done to treat things like severe PTSD is reaching the same results. And yeah, that's amazing. And should be very exciting for everyone.
Right. What does MDMA stand for?
Oh man, I have to look this up because I always butcher it.
Okay. That's not
the MDMA. It stands for 3,4-methylenidoxymethamphetamine.
Can I try it?
Oh boy.
Methyl N-dioxymethamphetamine. Yeah.
Okay.
I like, so meth, it ends with methamphetamine. That's sketchy.
Well, so is like Adderall and the medications that we use to treat ADD and ADHD. And this is not a medication that is intended for the continued use.
Okay.
So this is a type of medicine that in really 1 to 3 sessions, medicine sessions,
yeah,
you then have really healed a lot of trauma. Okay, so the way that MDMA works is that it increases serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that is involved in regulating mood,
yeah,
and a sense of increased euphoria and empathy. So it can make you feel a lot of a sense of safety, a sense of even love. And dopamine is a neurotransmitter that is associated with pleasure, reward, and motivation. But essentially what's going on is that it is decreasing your sense of fear and really limiting connectivity to the amygdala, which is where we experience fight, flight, freeze and our kind of hypervigilance around safety. And it's increasing all of the neurotransmitters that have to do with a sense of love, connection, and safety, feeling really safe. So then conversations and work around trauma that you would normally even have like a body reaction to, because the body and the brain are interconnected. So you might feel tension and really cut off a conversation, not feel fully emotionally open to discussing it and diving in. All of those responses are shifted and you feel more capable to really do the work. And so when people are finding that they are under The treatment of MDMA therapy in conjunction with mental health therapy. The study that MAPS did in their third trials were about 61% no longer qualifying for their severe trauma. And even in post reviews and studies to like just confirm like how is someone still maintaining that level of mental health, it has maintained. So there's long-term benefits as well. And that's outstanding. 61% of participants no longer met the diagnostic criteria and for trauma and have healed and are able to really live a life that is free and lifted from anxiety and depression, mm-hmm. or improve social anxiety among adults. This is amazing. And this is something to celebrate, but there's so much that's misunderstood about this medicine. And it's been abused and used in recreational ways, mm-hmm. that I think take away from this even idea of it being something that can be healthy and used to heal.
Yeah, you're selling me on it. All the characteristics of it, I'm kind of like, where can I get my hands on this drug today? Just kidding.
Well, the work that I really want to do with individuals has shifted in years that I've been exploring psychedelics and their use for healing, mm-hmm. their use as an aid and a powerful tool in healing. There are multiple ways to heal. I'm not trying to sell this as the one and only way,
right.
but I think it is like bringing a power tool to the game. And there are just really effective strategies that complement that medicine and allow you to understand yourself on such a deeper level. It's so beautiful. So I'm really wanting to expand my practice and my coaching practice to doing psychedelic integration and preparation with people so that they can maximize their experience to be the most beneficial in healing.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to be continuing to gain insight, information, and training in that area. So that's something that I'm wanting to offer people is that integration and support. Because with all psychedelics, and most definitely what I've noticed with MDMA, it's all about set and setting, meaning that your mindset is prepared, that there's rituals around how you want to have ceremony with the medicine and honor that medicine and make sure that you're mentally prepared with the right intentions. Mm-hmm. And also, the integration of making sense of your experience, making sure that, you know, the insights that you've gathered, you're making sense of and you're applying them to your life in really powerful ways. Because it's not just the understanding and the clarity that you might gain from a medicine session, but also, you know, you have to return back to real life. It's a round trip ticket. Yeah. And how are we changing our lifestyle habits, changing the way that we connect with people, changing these important aspects of life that really lead to more happiness or to finding your passion, mm-hmm. those still have to happen. And with this therapy, it's easier to pursue that. There's this rewiring that's really beautiful and can heal the traumatized parts of your brain that have held you back.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard from some people that I know personally who've done ketamine therapy, mm-hmm. and they've found a lot of healing. They've had a lot of healing experiences. And one thing in particular is just like that they found like a visual connection to their inner child,
yeah.
in a lot of the experiences. But is MDMA similar to ketamine assisted therapy, or is it like, would you say it's even like more powerful of a drug?
I just think that it's different. So ketamine is only about a 45-minute to 1 hour journey when used therapeutically, uh-huh. and it's recommended to do it 6 to 8 times, about 2 to 3 times a week in the beginning. Uh-huh. So that just looks really different. That means you're going in for multiple journeys, but that they're much shorter. And with MDMA therapy, another difference with ketamine is that you're wanting to go inward. So like you can wear an eye mask, but with ketamine therapy, that's where you're going to get more kind of visuals and hallucinations that are really probably symbolic to your journey, where you're maybe noticing your inner child. I get a lot of visuals like that.
Yeah.
So I've experienced that are like just symbolic representations of like an area that I'm wanting clarity on. it creates that stillness that we talked about in the previous episode. We're just so busy and distracted. And so a lot of the times these altered states of consciousness, I think, just slow you down enough to access your subconscious and absorb information differently with deeper insight. Where MDMA therapy, you're not lethargic or there's not a need to close your eyes. It's an option. In the studies that they did, it was an option for participants to wear an eye mask.
Okay.
But a lot of the type of work I've been trained in is actually in doing, applying strategies that are really compatible with MDMA for healing.
Mm.
So one example, and I was able to work with a friend around some trauma they were having, but it's being able to picture a traumatic event, but viewing it as a movie that you can fast forward and rewind through, and then adding elements that no longer make it feel traumatic, almost like Harry Potter with like Bogarts, which is this idea of being able to turn something scary and adding kind of funny comical elements to it. But with MDMA, because of the way that the neurotransmitters are activated and the parts of the brain are activated, it can kind of neutralize the trauma around that memory. So if now a car accident that was really traumatic and has led you to fear being in vehicles or has had lasting fear responses that come up and are triggered, now it feels like, oh, everything was in slow motion and we were all talking in a Minnie Mouse voice and like, oh, and now like the car just floated away with balloons. And that sounds really silly, to be talking about. But if afterwards that's more what is stitched into your memory, into your body's memory, it feels safer.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how can we rework that memory with more safety?
Yeah.
And it's also just the ability to process information differently. Like if you're feeling fearless, you're able to practice self-love in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you remember and access that state again? It's being able to leave some breadcrumbs back to that.
Yeah.
If you're feeling that love and sense of safety, you're able to ask yourself deep questions about where you really want to be in 5 years and what's really getting in your way of that in a way that your own inner wisdom and healing comes out. And that's really what it is. Like, I don't view myself as a healer, but I like to facilitate healing.
Yeah.
And so there's so much inner wisdom that we have, and this allows you to access it in a very different way.
Yeah. Yeah. I can definitely sense your passion behind it. So, because I remember Sabrina was Dr. Sabrina Hadid was a guest on our show in the past, and I can't remember the specific, was it MDMA that she also was passionate about? Or
she's really passionate about all psychedelic work, but I think ketamine, and we talked a little bit about like microdosing psilocybin, but
she actually has
an upcoming training that's opened up for really combining psychedelic work with ecotherapy in Bend, Oregon. So do check that out.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah, I remember you and her had that drugs over dinner event.
Yes,
that was fun. Do we have Irene on the show?
We should probably have Irene on the show soon. She's lovely and divine.
I've heard so much about her, never met her.
Yeah, I know.
Is that what's her Instagram? Isn't it Dr. Burnout
Doctor?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And we're so excited to talk about how different psychedelics have been used not only for like mental health but general wellness and the physical body. She's a pain specialist.
Okay.
So much of physical pain often overlaps into emotional pain.
Yeah.
And those are topics that we love to talking about. I know. Now as an adult, I get all these like Asian like siblings in my life, and it's so much fun.
That's amazing.
I know.
Yeah. We're your it's new just organic.
I know. My new I'm like a big sister, a big brother. I'm loving it.
I'm more of like a little I'm older than you, but I'm definitely like younger brother vibes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You're like the older brother that I like roll my eyes at.
Like you ever seen Orange County with with Colin Hanks and Jack Black?
Oh, it's been a while.
Jack Black's the older brother, but he's like, he's a mess. He's like kind of a loser.
So, that's like, how you're character typing yourself.
Yeah, but he's odd, but he's cool, you know.
So he's cool. I mean, yeah, you're cool.
I'm like the older brother that'll get you in trouble and like start a fire or something.
Oh my gosh.
And like hide the drugs in your car. But
I'm scared to trust you with like house sitting. Like what would happen? Yeah.
To be fair, that's what I do for a living.
So I know you're probably pretty good at it. You're like, what do I gotta? Gotta take care of the house. That's all I've got.
Right.
Just kidding. That was so mean.
No. It's honest. I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh. I'm just really excited about the potential. And, you know, even with like social anxiety in adults, there have been studies that have been done on really improving their social functioning following MDMA sessions.
Yeah.
And I'm just really wanting for the general public to learn more, to lean in, to become more curious. One way that I enjoy learning more information is a newsletter called From Tricycle Day. That's what it's called.
Tricycle Day.
Yes, it is a calling it Tricycle Day is a reference to, I want to say it's 421, the day when like LSD was invented and he realized it when he took too much and went on a bicycle ride and went on a magical journey. And so bicycles and tricycles and kind of talking about that is like woven into psychedelic culture.
It's April 21st is the day that LSD was discovered?
Yeah, I believe so. Let me verify that's that right now.
National Pot Smoking Day is April 20th. That's a big week for drugs.
It's a big week, yes.
That's also, 420 is also Hitler's birthday.
Really?
And he basically invented meth. Did you know that?
No.
It was called Pervitin is what the Nazis took.
They were just popping them left and right?
Yeah, that's why they were so productive and so unstoppable.
Oh, God.
Because they were high on meth.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, interesting stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, again, I am promoting the safe, ethical, and therapeutic use of these medicines.
Right.
And the FDA is going to be rescheduling MDMA in therapeutic, with a therapeutic lens, probably later this year. But there are still people who are doing this work, and it's important work. Also, LSD is being used with microdosing in terms of how it can affect and improve not only creativity, but also reducing anxiety. Mm. And so many things that we have been taking, we just view it as being safe.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that we want to add in just, you know, anything. You have reason to be cautious and to do your own research. But so often, you know, the things that we've normalized as being okay and healthy, we should look into that a little bit more and do a little bit of research too. And what things that just because they were made illegal does not mean that there isn't more there for us to understand and to be able to use it in a therapeutic context in a different way mm-hmm. than people have used recreationally completely changes the game.
Yeah.
Completely changes the way that medicine works. And the beautiful thing with a lot of these, including ketamine therapy, which again, you have to have like these several sessions, but many people, like some people need to have booster sessions afterwards, but the goal is always to be weaning and tapering off to where that state is more easily accessible to you naturally.
Yeah.
So yeah, sorry. Again, like with proper safety protocols and using a safe way to have proper set and setting, just having these long-term benefits where you have the sustained improvements and without continued medication, like taking an SSRI for forever, which for some people, that's what helps. I'm not knocking it. That is a tool in the toolbox, but I'm really excited about continuing to gain insight, education, knowledge, and sharing that with others on how these other medicines are working in a groundbreaking and exciting way.
For sure. From everything you've told me, it sounds like, because I was definitely like skeptical and reluctant in the beginning, you know, because I was a DARE kid.
Mm-hmm.
And, but yeah, it just, the results are impossible to argue, you know, like what was the statistic that they used it on like PTSD for like veterans?
Yeah, well, the participants had severe PTSD and between the phase two and phase three trials where they're using MDMA therapy, it was between 61 and 67% no longer met criteria for the diagnosis of PTSD.
See, that's incredible. And that's so healing, especially how much of an epidemic PTSD among our veterans is, you know, and it's crippling for them.
And for first responders too. That's where a lot of, I know test subjects are coming from as well. And a lot of states are forming task forces to explore how psilocybin or MDMA can be used for therapeutic benefit, starting with those populations. The VA has been really heavily invested and involved. And for them, it's about a bottom line. It's about like the money that goes into continued mental health therapy and and medications for someone for their whole life versus what if we were just able to have the right tools and the right medicines that can heal that and rewire the brain so that someone can live a full productive life and not have to be on disability.
Right.
And like really get to be able to access a sense of joy and be able to look back at traumatic events without feeling that sense of heavy trauma that is crippling.
Totally. Yeah. And that's the one, that's a whole other topic of conversation, but I just hate the thought that if like once the FDA or whoever gets involved, they're going to try to like turn it into a for-profit thing or reject it because it doesn't produce enough. Such a corrupt system.
It is a corrupt system and it is unfortunate. There was a recent study though that was promising regarding psilocybin because the pharmaceutical companies have been trying to make a synthetic version that doesn't involve having hallucinations.
Okay.
And it is this altered state of consciousness that allows for deeper growth. It has to be a part of it. And so what was found is that it is not as effective. It's not the same thing. And that really is going to be an interesting rollout when the pharmaceutical companies don't have their hands in the psilocybin industry, because that's just naturally growing. It's organic.
They'll probably try to like discredit all of it and all the people who like are pro.
There's been too much research now. Yeah. I guess that's what's exciting is once they opened up research back into psychedelics, it has, you know, continued to be really promising, especially when done in healthy ways and just continuing to learn about the best protocols. So it's an exciting time to be in the therapy field, to be in this healing field. And it has really been... it's been a beautiful blessing to my life and to people close to me who have done the work.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to share that with others. And please check out my website, coachkaylani.com, for more information. And right now, I know people have been contacting me as I've been sharing more about having some new offerings. And soon I'll be able to let everyone know more about what that is. But I do have some coaching programs around the safe, appropriate, and therapeutic use of using psychedelics.
Yeah, that's exciting. Yeah,
it is exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah, well, thanks for all that information and like continuing like pioneering this like breakthrough medicine, really.
I just want the world to know more about it. And I'm not saying that there are not risks. There are risks with everything.
Yeah.
And I fully own and understand that. But for people where this is appropriate, when there's appropriate screening, it's a powerful, powerful tool. And that's what I'm in support of. And that's what I want to continue to share with people as I continue to learn.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing.
Thank you so much for listening. And I hope it was just the right amount of mind-blowing, and maybe it was something that you've already known about, dear listener, but thank you for hearing me out, because I love the work that I do, but I'd love if there could be more ease for my clients in their healing, and I will always be in pursuit of that.
Totally.
So thank you so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, and share this episode with someone who might be curious. You can find me at Kehlani_evolve on Instagram and at coachkehlani.com. You can check out our previous episodes with Jonathan Robinson and also with Dr. Sabrina Hadid, where we've dove into other topics regarding to psychedelic work and MDMA therapy. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.